Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed my last series on Have You Patience as much as I did, and as the Lord had an opportunity to speak to me, yes, about my own patience. Well, you know, we must never forget the Word of God must be pushed through the speaker, through his life, before it hits the ears. And if it's really from the Lord, well, because most preaching and teaching today is not from the Lord, it's from the internet or it's a copycat teaching from somebody else. But if it's really from the Lord, it will hit our heart. This is always my mark, my friend, your heart. And this is why I almost always ask you to open up your spirit and open up your heart so that my words can hit home so they can find their mark. So this week I would like to ask you to just do that. Just open up your spirit, open up your heart as I begin a new series on Substance and Evidence, a study on faith. That's right. Yes, I would like to help you all with your faith. You know, if we get faith wrong, we cannot be saved. Let me say that again. If we get our faith wrong, then we cannot be saved. Yes, my friend, Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 and 8, we are saved by grace through faith. So if we put our faith in the wrong things, or if we put our belief in the wrong things, we are just sounding brass and tingling cymbals as we walk around the church or we work in the church and we sing in the choir. Our faith must be in Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone, and in the finished work that he did on the cross. Let me say that again. Our faith must be in Christ Jesus, in him alone, and in the finished work that he did on the cross. If not, we are religious, but we are lost. Most people today who attend church are in this situation. Their faith is not in Christ alone, but in the good works of the denomination that owns the building that they meet in, or in their good works, hoping God will find them acceptable. But, oh, my friend, no, he will not. You know, the more I think about helping you with your faith, I really must shake my head, because, to be honest, I do not know how faith works. I mean, wait a minute, how can we believe in something we have never seen or touched, but know in our spirit, not in our soul and in our heart, that there is something mystical in us that compels us to believe even unto death? The first time I went to India, and I believe this was one of the main reasons why God sent me, God taught me something about faith. Well, I was there for about 2 weeks, and after the first week I was sick. Oh, my stomach was always upset, and I had a roaring case of diarrhea. So they gave me a bland diet of chicken, curry, and rice every meal, and topped it off with a big, cool glass of fresh coconut milk. Yum, yum. Chicken, curry, and rice, 3 meals a day. Well, it was about 10 p.m. at night, and I was dead, and I literally just almost mean that. For the last week or so, I preached 3 times a day and prayed for people in between services. Daytime, the heat was usually around 110 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and I was sweating like a horse. I was a mess. I was sick. I had no energy. I had diarrhea. And my pastor host friend asked me to pray for this little boy at 10 o'clock at night. Well, I was looking down the barrel of my dinner, my chicken, curry, and rice, and in myself, I said, no. But I felt the Lord say, yes. So I said to Pastor Peter, sure, sure. What is the problem with the little boy? So Pastor Peter asked the boy's father, and he replied, the boy has not walked in 3 months. I said to myself, oh boy, I am sick, I have diarrhea, and they want me to pray for this little boy who has not walked in 3 months. No, I'm dead. I have no strength. I cannot do it. But still in my spirit, I felt the Lord saying, do it. So I will be honest. I did not even get up from my seated position. I just reached up and grabbed the little boy's feet and prayed this powerful, anointed prayer, something like this: Lord, I have no strength. I cannot do it. So please, can you touch this little boy? Now, my friend, there was no thunder and no lightning. There was no clouds parting. I didn't hear, none of that stuff. So I dropped the little boy's feet and made my move for my chicken, curry, and rice. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw the father put the little boy down on the ground. And when his little feet hit the ground, he was not walking, my friend. Oh, no, he was running. Like grease lightning, the little boy took off and probably is still running today. Well, I never got to my chicken, curry, and rice because a line quickly formed and I laid hands on everyone who dared to believe. And miracle after miracle, backs were straightened, limbs were straightened, eyes were opened, hands, all were healed for the glory of God. But later, after the crowd left, I thought, what? What just happened? Where did the faith come from to believe? And the Lord reminded me of that small, still voice in my spirit that was seeking obedience for me to see the power of God in full display. My friend, we cannot work our faith up by playing our favorite praise and worship song over and over or say, I believe, I believe, I believe. No, my friend, the Bible in Romans 10:17 tells us, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, that is not hearing the word of God, the Bible on tape, or even going to church every Sunday and we will get faith. Oh no, because millions of people go to church every Sunday and hear preaching, but leave as they came, they were faithless. I think the Greek version of Romans 10:17 explains this divine spiritual principle much better. So Romans 10:17, the Greek version says, faith cometh by hearing. Now listen, a word from God. Did you get that? Do you see the difference? When you hear a word from God, when God speaks to us, like he did to me to pray for that little boy, then we receive all of the faith that we will ever need to do that what God wants us to do. As a matter of fact, when we hear God speak to us, we will receive everything we will need. The wisdom, the ability, the means, the passion, the endurance, everything to do that which he wants us to do. In John 11:40, we see this principle in operation again. Jesus sets up this divine spiritual principle to Mary and Martha, sisters of, at that time, dead Lazarus. Jesus shares these words in John 11:40. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? Jesus was giving us the rule of threes, how faith operates. Let me say that again. Jesus here has given us the rule of three, how faith operates. Three rules. Rule number one, said I not unto thee. Jesus must speak it, and we must hear it. Jesus must speak it, and we must hear it. If God does not speak it, I don't care how long you are hoping for something, claiming something, or what promise you are standing on, it will never happen. For faith to see the dead raised again, it must come from God, the owner of all faith. Rule number two, if thou wouldest believe. Well, believe what? What we are hoping for? What we want to see happen? No. We only believe what God spoke to us and nothing else. And rule number three, thou shalt see the glory of God. What glory? All glory. Or maybe a little bit of God's glory. No, only the glory that we are hoping to happen, or we are hoping to have, you know, have based not on our emotions and on our feelings or even on our agenda, but on what God spoke to our hearts. This is the only glory we can behold at this time. Only the glory that has been revealed to us out from God speaking to our heart. Man wants to behold God in all of his glory. Well, my friend, Moses asked to see God's glory. And we know how much God loved Moses. And he loved us the same, but but Moses did not get to see God's glory for whatever reason God wanted. But Moses did see God's goodness. Now, I don't know about you, my friend. I've settled for God's goodness. But to see God's glory, he must speak it, and we must believe it, and then we shall see it. More next week on Substance and Evidence, a study of faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week and God is able to touch your heart and touch your lives more, conforming us into the character in the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.